Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we sometimes wonder what that really means, surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees. Could be many things. But really what the scripture is saying, that unless we do everything in love, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless we do everything in love, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And many of us have different experiences in life in which we really come to realize that. And we might have quite a few of those experiences. One father was telling me that he had such an experience. He and his son were fighting with each other, and they were really kind of screaming at each other, when finally the son said, "Dad, the most important thing is that we love each other." And that really struck his heart. Unless we do everything in love, we shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And he said, so after that, he came to realize that it really began to form his life. It wasn't just that one time, but it began to form his life. And he would think about that often. Unless we do everything in love, the most important thing is that we love each other. I had one such moment this past week. I was at the pharmacy and getting my medication, and the pharmacist brought the medication, and I was just about ready to pay for it, and I fainted. And I really was out, I guess, for some moments, because they called 911, and the 911, they picked me up and put me in an ambulance, and I didn't realize anything was happening. I wasn't awake for quite a while, and I was in the ambulance when I finally began to realize what was happening. And when I realized what was happening, I also began to think of, you know, this could have been my death. This could have been my death. And it would have happened just that quickly. And I wouldn't have known about it as it was happening. But it could have been my death. Then I began to think about, what would it have been like if I had died and I had gone to heaven, and there I met my mom and dad, my siblings, some other good friends? What would I have done, and how would I have reacted when I met those people? Then I began to think about how I would have reacted when I met God face to face. What would it have been like? And then I became ever more aware that unless we do everything in love, we shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Most important thing is that we love each other. Most important thing, that we love each other. And so I began to think about that, and that we love each other. And then I said, well, you know, I've kind of resolved to do that a number of times. But, you know, I really form it my life for a while, and then I kind of forget about it. And, you know, love is a gift from God. It's not something that we can go like a chemist and go into a room and put a few things together and mix them together good, and then all of a sudden we have love. Not like that. Not like that, because love is a gift from God. Love is a gift from God. That means that we have to pray for that gift. We have to pray so that when He offers His love to us, that our hearts will be open. And that then we will be able to love greater and more. And realize always that love is the most important thing. That we have to pray for it. Can't just manufacture it. So I was thinking about that, and then on Friday when I got out of the hospital, I went down to the pharmacy to pick up my medications. And the pharmacist said, "You know, you really scared us." And I said, "Well, maybe it was because of the price of my medication." And then she said, "You know, when you fainted, I came around the counter and I went down and I slapped you in the face a number of times and you didn't wake up. And so I was going to slap you a little harder. But Father, you had your collar on." Love is a gift. Love is a gift, and we pray for it. And today, in a unique way, we come to celebrate Eucharist. We pray for the gift of love. And for us to help realize that the most important thing is that we love each other. And we know that God loves us. And so today, as we come to the altar, He offers His very gift of love, His very life of love. He offers it to us. So we also pray that we will be open to the love that He offers. And when we come to receive communion, that we realize that He is giving us His very life, which is love. The most important thing is that we love each other.